1. This is Kurt Tucker in Huntsville, Alabama. I thought I would contribute my career information to the podcast list. I was born visually impaired, but yet I had enough vision to attend the public schools. When I was in sophomore year in high school, at the end of that year, I had a retina detachment. I was working at a movie theater, and one Saturday I went into work, and when I went outside at lunchtime, I couldn't see as well as I had that morning. I'd had a retina detachment, so I went to the doctor on Monday and had surgery, which was unsuccessful. And when I returned to school that fall for my junior year, I was moved from the school where I was attending to another school where they had all the disabled students, and they had sight-saving classes for the visually impaired. I continued there my junior and senior year, and I had enough vision for independent mobility. I worked, got a job as a cook in a restaurant after I graduated from high school. Worked at another restaurant. I graduated in 71. I got married in 72, and I had left the job as a cook and went to work in a department store as a stock clerk. I worked there for over 13 years. I had developed, given more responsibility, and was promoted to a supervisor over the stock and housekeeping, and worked as the assistant to the building manager of operations. In 1985, I developed cataracts, and the top management felt that having a person with a visual disability would be a liability to the company, and that if I were to get injured, that it could be a possible lifetime workman's compensation. So they gave me the option of resigning, or they were going to move me to another store where I didn't have transportation to there, and change my job to something that I could not do. So I resigned, and prior to my resignation, they did contact the Vocational Rehabilitation Department for the Blind and coordinated things for me to begin the rehabilitation training, where I learned cane mobility and the independent living skills. And then later on, I started college at the University of Louisville. I graduated in 1992, which that happened to be the same year that my oldest child, a son, graduated from high school. While I was at the university, I served on the management board of the Independent Living Center, and I knew their employment specialist, and the federal government had set up a Partners with Industry program, and this lady was in charge of that. And then I'd also registered with the employment office at the university and everywhere I could, you know, when I graduated, trying to find the job. And the Department of Army Corps of Engineers in Louisville was recruiting for a human resource position, and they wanted to hire someone with a disability, so they went to Voc Rehab for a pool of candidates. And of course, you know, through Voc Rehab, I was registered there, of course, and then also with this Partners with Industry program through the Independent Living Center. So I was one of the people who was interviewed, and the interview went well. I was selected for the position in October of 92, but there was no commitment because the folk rehab was out of money at that time and couldn't purchase the screen reader and scanner. And the Department of Army, they knew that it would take them at least 6 months before they could get the equipment. So I wasn't hired until January, and January of 93. So that's when I started to work as a civilian with the Department of Army in Human Resources. The chief of the office told me that after he had hired me, that in the beginning he did not want to hire someone with a visual disability, because he felt they would not be able to do the work because it involves so much reading. But after he had gone to the Department for the Blind and observed the screen reader and scanner, the adaptive equipment, he was convinced that a blind person could do the job. So I started there in 93, and I worked in employee relations and in the training office, and worked in staffing. And when I completed my training, I became a journeyman level classifier. And as a classifier, we would write the job descriptions, and we would do what they call desk audits, where we would go to the person where they work and sit and interview them, and they would in detail describe their duties, and this would determine if the position they were in would be upgraded so they would get a promotion. And that was just one of the ways that a person could get a promotion. I enjoyed that work. I used the screen reader ASAP during that time, because we weren't in two windows yet. So that was, everything worked really well. In 1996, the Department of Army decided that they were going to regionalize their human resource positions. So that meant that approximately 50% of the HR employees would be relocated to a personnel operations, a processing center. And I was transferred in January of 97 to Department of Army Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama, where there I've been working as a human resource staffing specialist in recruitment and placement. And in this job, I'm using a JAWS screen reader. We run Windows XP and have an Oracle database. In the staffing, we get the personnel actions. Everything in the federal government's ran according to regulation and law, and you have procedures and policies to follow. But when we get our personnel actions, they're for promotions, to fill vacancies, reassignments. We do whatever is all the processes that are done with personnel during their career, with their civilian career with the Department of Army. All this is done on the computer or on the telephone, and the customers I service are not in Alabama. So since they don't see me, they don't have the opportunity to discriminate because of my blindness. And that is a good thing in my view, because they don't have the opportunity to discriminate. But things have worked out well. And we continue to go through changes, but I plan on staying here in this job until things change to where I can no longer do it or something else happens. And I'll end it here.